Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tom's Tips Podcast, your place for obscure movie references, catch facts, and everything Mag Hub related. And now, your host, Mag Hub Product Manager, Tom Bellin.
All right. Welcome to the second take of Tom's Tips Podcast, the 9.7 edition. We are doing a second take because apparently someone, me, taps on the table too much and I screwed up the entire podcast. So this will be the tabletop free edition of the podcast. I am joined by always as our marketing director, Zach Gilbert, the person who called me out for the taps. Zach, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just have my hands in my pockets to try and make sure I don't do this again, because I obviously can't control myself. But, you know, besides that, I'm excited. It's a Friday. It's a beautiful fall Friday where it's actually warm. I've been wearing sweaters and shorts, my favorite fall outfit. It is a great time of year. I know you're a fall fan yourself. Is that not true?
That is absolutely 100% true.
What's your favorite thing about fall?
Oof. So my wife and I usually go to the UP around this time of year, and we usually go camping. So either camping, bonfires, kayaking, do some leaf peeping, big leaf peepers here. So pretty much anything outdoorsy. And I am a big pumpkin spice guy. So it could be pumpkin spice lattes. It could be those little pumpkin delights that Little Debbie makes. Love those things. Just pumpkin. Everything should be pumpkins all year round. Pumpkins.
I'll have to come back to this leaf peeping, because the way I interpret that, it's probably the wrong way, knowing my mind. But on the pumpkin stuff, I'll bring in some pumpkin muffins. So I make pumpkin muffins, and I'm the kind of person, because I'm that kind of person, like I roast my own pumpkins to do it a lot of the times instead of buying a can, because it's easy. You buy the sugar pumpkins, you cut them in half, put a little olive oil on them, put them in the oven for like 45 minutes, scoop it out. That's your pumpkin puree. So I'll bring you my fresh pumpkin muffins. I generally put in cream cheese frosting on top. I don't know how you feel about that.
That's usually how we make our pumpkin muffins as well. So yes.
We'll have a pumpkin muffin off making some of the things. Like, back to this leaf peeping. Again, is it more wholesome than I imagined? Because it sounds leaf peeping. What is leaf peeping exactly?
Have you really never heard the term leaf peeping?
I mean, is this looking at leaves? No, I don't think I have heard of leaf peeping. Is this like something you do to the leaf, or are you just looking at leaves? Is that?
Yes. I mean, this is interesting. So I'm going to go on a small tangent here. When we had a meeting last week with the whole team, David Fry, the chairman of our company, was talking to Rudy Patero, the CEO of our company. And David said, oh, you're going to do some leaf looking. And I'm like, well, leaf looking, that doesn't make any sense. It's leaf peeping, Dave. That doesn't compute. But the fact that you don't know leaf peeping makes me feel like I'm saying it wrong. So, you know, is it leaf looking, leaf peeping? I don't know anymore.
You're going to look at leaves. You're going to look at leaves. Why don't you just say, I'm going to go look at some leaves?
But that just sounds even more weird, don't it? Like, I'm just going to look at some leaves.
Well, I mean, I would say, oh, I'm going to go up to the north, I'm going to kayak, I'm going to the fire, I'm going to do all that stuff, and I'm going to enjoy the foliage. I don't know. Enjoy the leaves. Look at the leaves. Like, leaf peeping. It makes me think there's something more to it when you say, instead of, I'm just going to, oh, look at the leaves. Like, would you say, like, on Christmas, like, if you go to Christmas lights, are you Christmas lights peeping when you go to look at people's Christmas lights?
That's exactly what I call it. Isn't that what you call it?
I know. I call that a waste of time, actually. But, you know, but I don't know why I need to go up north. Are the leaves better up there? There's special leaves.
I'm not sure how often you go to the UP. I try to go at least once a month or a couple times a month. Yes, it is much better up there. If you want some, you know, seclusion, you want some beautiful rock faces, beautiful blue waters that's just crystal clear. Yes, go to the UP. The leaves pop more. It's usually, you know, it's colder up there, so they get more vibrant. Like, if you come, you know, in the Ann Arbor, East or West Michigan, Lower Peninsula, you only get a couple weeks of really good leaves. If you go to the UP, you pretty much get like 1 to 3 months of it. And it's very similar to like going out east, like Connecticut and Virginia and stuff like that. It's just a gorgeous, I mean, it lasts for so much longer, which is just perfect.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the UP, I don't go too often up there. Maybe it's once a year. We also go, well, before this fun year, like, we go up north to an area, like, not quite in the UP, but pretty northern Michigan. So, yes, it is a beautiful place. It's very nice up there. Very few people, which is, I know, a big thing that we enjoy. Fewer people around us, as we are people haters most of the time. So it is a very nice time there. I just, you know, getting a leaf peeping, like, I assume that's what it was, but I was wondering if there's more to it. And there's not. And that's fine. Yep. So now I'm going to just use that in all types of things. Anytime I go to look at something, oh, I'm going to do some sport peeping. I'm going to go to a sports game. I'm going to do some football peeping. Because I'm going to go watch football. So I'm just going to employ this in all walks of life now.
So you're just going to be a peeping Tom.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. See, that's where it gets to. I am the official peeping Tom. Anyone else, you can be a peeping Zach. It's not a problem. Peeping Tom. I just can't do it. I also can't buy a cabin. So, well, I can until my brother or sister have a kid. So, you know, but for me, too, a big thing of this is Halloween trick-or-treating. I was a huge trick-or-treater. I, again, am someone who probably trick-or-treated. If you're ever familiar with the show Freaks and Geeks, there's an episode about the trick-or-treating where basically they were like, aren't you too old for this? Like, that was me. I definitely went 1 year too long. I don't know where you fall on the trick-or-treating landscape.
So due to the fact that I lived down in the middle of nowhere and my nearest neighbors were Amish, and I was about 15 miles from town, I was only able to go a few times. That's when my parents actually wanted to drive me to town to do some, you know, trick-or-treating. So I never got to go a lot. I love trick-or-treating. In fact, I actually won a costume contest at my elementary school where my mother and I basically made a version of the Headless Horseman, and she ended up sewing, because she was big into sewing, and she basically cut the top kind of hood off a winter jacket. It was red, so it looked like it had like a bloody stump for a head, and she used a cape. It was amazing. So yeah, won first prize in that bad boy. But no, I pretty much stopped around middle school. That's when I was done.
Yeah, I think I was like end of middle school. I don't think I went high school, but it was just a little too long, which is one reason why I never had cool costumes, I don't think, either. I'm trying to remember if I had any good costumes. Nothing memorable. But this year I have a costume because one thing I am excited about going with kids is, you know, that my kids can start going. Obviously, we'll see what happens this year, but I'll be excited to take them out trick-or-treating until they say I can't go anymore, which would be sad. I've also always thought it'd be fun if, like, I just went trick-or-treating, like, in my life and be like, I want candy. Like, why is this an ageist thing? But this year, my son is, just see what people did. Just give me candy. So my son this year, he's really into, I mean, it depends every day. It changes what show he's into, but PJ Masks is a big thing for him. So we already bought him a Gecko Boy outfit, and he's already worn that downtown like a month earlier. We took him downtown wearing that. So this year, for all those PJ Masks fans out there, I am getting a full adult Catboy outfit, and my wife will be going as Owlette. And we also got a Romeo, the villain, and we're going to put that in my father-in-law will be potentially wearing that. He doesn't know that yet, but we'll break that on. Somebody will wear it. So very excited for that, doing fun things, you know, figuring out something to do with it this year, because who knows what will happen. But, you know, it's always fun to get tricks or treats. And I can tell you what, this 9.7 release is full of treats. Am I right? No tricks. Well, hopefully no tricks. So yeah, we are moving into 9.7. This is, in my mind, kind of a bit of a transition-y type of release versus some of our others. You know, we just did have our fall forum, which was very exciting. We got a lot of good feedback from the forum. We did my feature freakout, which, you know, again, gave way for people to suggest new features in the system. We also did a vote on a lot of features that have been very popular. So we got a lot of good feedback of what we should prioritize next. So, you know, with this current release, there's a lot of some things that we're kind of fixing up, getting ready for the next push to the end of the year. You know, one of the big items on here that we've been working on for a while, mentioned on the podcast as well, is the dashboard. This is the release where it will become the main login page. We're not removing all the pages like we said we would do before, just because there's some things we didn't quite get to until a little late. So we felt a little uncomfortable of just ditching it until we gave people a little more time on it. You know, no rush. We'd rather make it safe as possible. So again, it will be gone in November, but at least now when you log in, you will get to that dashboard and see the message of the day. also added a couple new widgets for alerts and being able to see the digital calendar. So part of this too is removing all that old calendar functionality. I know, Zach, you're a dashboard fan. We built some things for you. Any thoughts on the dashboard?
I'm glad it's going default. You know, I use it every day. It has replaced my lead status report because it offers more functionality and also presents it in a way that I like more. So I think overall it's nice. I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad it's default because right now, you know, clicking the logo to go back to it's kind of a pain sometimes. So no, I think it's all in the right direction. Gives a lot of flexibility and, you know, it really does provide a lot of reporting without actually having to go into reports. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I always think a name I always play to call Workstation sometimes when I demo and show it, because I think for a lot of people, they don't really have to go much else on the site, or at least they can navigate to other spots they need directly from it. So yeah, a lot of good use cases for it for everyone in the system. It's not just a sales thing. Mm-hmm. Another big thing is, you know, part of the forum, we had some, you know, we want to push forward on some UI UX items. We always know that's a big issue. It's always something people say is ease of use. I think we released that Ellipse hover status out, which I know a lot of people have liked. They wanted to do other things with it, or, you know, what we show or not. So I think that's helped with the click. It's always the big fight on clicks. Part of this release too, we're adding kind of an update to some of the search fields so you don't lose your filters as much. Something that you may not notice right away until maybe later, you're like, oh, I don't have to redo that again. So I think it's one of those things that will just make your daily life easier. Fewer times having to redo a search filter or resetting a page or losing your place. So we've added this kind of called persistence to some of the searches. You'll see that on things like the company and contact search and some of the main reports. And we will be adding that to the rest of the site. So I know that's helpful. And I know one thing that's also in the queue right now is the breadcrumbs. So that's not in this release, but you know, we have a few UI UX elements that we're trying to push forward into for the rest of this year. So that's one of our priority items. And I don't know if you had any preference on, well, I think you did have on a UI UX item you wanted to fix, but your thoughts on breadcrumbs, persistence?
Breadcrumbs are nice. I think, I'm trying to think of what I know we had that UI UX vote not too long ago. I'm trying to think of which one I actually wanted all my points into.
I think the plus button. You wanted, hey, if I don't have something on this page and I have permission to add it somewhere else, let me add it now so I don't have to. That's your.
You are correct. Yes. As a person that creates many drip campaigns and marketing campaigns inside the Aisling and MAGA platform, yes, you are correct. Plus buttons. So I don't have to go backwards in steps. Yes.
See, I remember everything. I know all. It's terrifying. Wish I could forget most of the things I know. So yeah, that will be an exciting part of that. Along with that too, we are one area of the site we're going to be doing a lot more in the next release. We started this release a little bit with a new way to add it. But if you are someone who uses projects, you'll notice that now when you add a project, it's more of a seamless process. It'll actually go to its own page and you can add the participants and everything in one step versus before you'd add a project and then you'd have to go some here participants. So we're basically going to redo all that to make the adding and editing of projects and tasks much simpler. And we're going to be introducing a new type of view within projects that we think could be really useful elsewhere on the site. So I'm pretty excited for that. Again, the project edition is going to be in there. The project view, even Zach doesn't really know about this too much yet. You might have seen it, but you know, I think that's going to be really something that it kind of takes some of the technology of what we have in the dashboard, like what you see on the calendar and agenda where you click and it slides over, but you don't lose where you are. That type of view into other areas of site would be cool. I think it's cool. And as long as I think it's cool, then my mom thinks it's cool and we're all cool. That part there. And then, you know, along with that, just some different odd and end items, being able to CC people on emails to do through that part. A couple updates to the slot media areas for pricing and imports, but really it is the dashboard. And then we're looking into the fall and we're looking at some different things we want to do with automation. We have things scheduled for automation to help with that in terms of ordering. We're looking into a big integration with marketing tool HubSpot. And we're in there. I think I touched the table, so there might have been some
tapping. You are touching the table constantly.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. Okay. In that case... And then, so some other fun things. So, you know, I don't know. What are you excited for as the year ends, Zach?
You to stop touching your table is the first thing that comes to my mind. But I think other than that, I am excited about HubSpot. Everybody makes fun of me for being HubSpot. I know on our first take, You made fun of me saying that I wore a t-shirt every day to work that says HubSpot. That's also still not true. But no, I'm excited for, you know, doing more with HubSpot, working with more integration partners, and, you know, updating kind of the integration partners that we already have, you know, whether it's QuickBooks Online, MailChimp, Mandrill, just doing more with our partners. I think that's important. So I think that's what I'm looking forward to this year. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
I've pushed myself away from the table now. So, you know, so hopefully that helps a little bit. yeah, so now too, I mean, one other thing is the scary movie world. So we are in the scary movie time of this, you know, AMC's Halloween and all those fun stuff. And my wife is very into scary movies and scary shows. She started watching a show, recommendation, Castle Rock on Hulu, which I don't know if she likes it. I don't know. Some other stuff. Are there any scary shows, movies that you always watch this time of year?
So I'd probably say I don't really watch a lot of scary movies. That was never really my thing. I do watch spookier stuff. So I'm a big fan of Stranger Things, you know, the monsters, the demons. It also has, you know, Halloween within it as well, which I think is cool. So that 80s nostalgia horror. Big fan of zombie movies. So anything with George Romero. So Night of Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, Land of the Dead, so on and so forth. And I've just recently got into the show, and we talked about this briefly about on the CW channel, Swamp Thing by DC. It's an anti-hero show, but it was on the app, never watched it, but now I saw it on CW while flipping through channels, so yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I made fun because I didn't know anyone who actually watched CW. I just assume it's on the CW. It's kind of like how I viewed CBS. You know, I was always an NBC Fox kid, maybe. And so I viewed, like, CBS as, like, old people shows, and CW as shows that couldn't make it onto a real network. So it's like, well, if it's on CW, obviously no one real ever wanted to watch it, so it's where all, like, sad loser shows went to go. So, again, that's my stigma I'd have to get over is, like, CBS is, you know, everyone loves Raymond, old people watch that show, and CW, it's the shows that couldn't make it onto Fox or NBC. So, you know, that's how I imagined it was always.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, how I pigeonholed these groups. So I just felt CBS was, you know, the old person channel. I don't know why. Just it's kind of like how I think all cats are female and all dogs are boys. There's no real science to that. There's no real reason. It's just if you see a cat, it's a girl. See a dog, it's a boy. I mean, that's just science, right? I don't know. That's always how I envisioned it. It's a weird thing. So what's in my mind, inside my mind? You know, one thing with cats, though, is we talk about some movies that I know I'm probably going to watch like 3 or 4 times as a cat, admit, talking cat, is Hocus Pocus, which is a classic film. I wouldn't necessarily say it's scary. But depending on your age, it could be scary. Maybe if I watched it as a child, it was scary in that case. So as part of the trivia question for this is name the three sisters that are in Hocus Pocus. So if you tweet the answer to @MagHub with the name of the three sisters that are in Hocus Pocus, you may win a signed DVD of Hocus Pocus. Probably not. And if anything, it'd be signed by me. But get a prize for Twitter. So @MagHub, three sisters in Hocus Pocus to get a prize. And with that too is, you know, the cat fact. So here's an interesting thing. I brought this up. So we lost our cat for like a week and a half and I was having a great time. His name's Bentley. He is evil and his goal in life is to destroy me. And he ran away. So our cat's been very aggressive running away recently. And so they just go out and now, you know, maybe they come back. Unfortunately they do. I think Bentley was outside all last night. But I was thinking maybe I should figure out a way to get a cat door so they just come in and out. I'm looking at it. And so the cat door is apparently, the invention is for Isaac Newton invented the cat door. I was reading about this. It was on the Prina site. So they said this must be true, but apparently he was so frustrated, similar to me, about his cats always scratching on his door trying to get in, that he created the cat door so they would stop bothering him while he was doing his work. Of course, I would like them to leave, and then I'm going to lock the door so they can't get back in. So that is a trivia. One, again, the Hocus Pocus, the sisters, tweet @MAGO for that answer. And the cat door was Isaac Newton. I mean, I think that's more important than inventing physics, which obviously he did. He invented physics and apples. That's what I remember from high school. So, yeah, I don't know. Anything that you want to plug Zach about Isaac Newton, Hocus Pocus, Gatdorf?
Can I ask why you're on the Purina website?
Well, so believe it or not, I don't actually know all these facts right off the top of my head for CapEx, so sometimes I struggle. And because this has become so popular, I mean, the demand for CapEx is huge. Like, the people that come up to me on the street saying, I need more CapEx, it's can't even count because it's no actual number. So sometimes I go around looking for these different things. And so when I look up CapEx, that's how I got to that site, to try and make sure I don't find just random things. So that's why I was on the Purina website, because they have a CapEx section.
Yeah, all right. So next week's sponsor, or next month's sponsor is going to be Purina. Purina.
Maybe, I like, but I don't always get my CapEx in there. It's kind of just, I look around and find something. So.
Well, all right then. Well, there's nothing else more for me. The fall forum went really well. If you've gotten a survey from us for the fall forum, please fill it out. I know we did choose a winner for the survey winner, but it does help us out for next year. I know we are leaning more to a hybrid approach, so that way it can be partially in person and partially online to kind of get more attendees to join us. I know providing the recordings worked really well this year. Everybody had a good time. Obviously, it wasn't as much fun as in person, but it was a really good time. It was nice to see everybody. We were up to 126 attendees, so about 50 more than last year, and I'm going to hope to get even higher next year.
All right. Well, yeah, it was a good time. Enjoyed the forum. But yeah, look forward to next year. We can do it in person, and maybe even soon we can do these podcasts back in person again, but to the socially distanced times. All right. Well, thank you all for listening, and have a great fall and Halloween.